LED. LED lighting, the smart way to light your life.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
8 minutes after 8 o'clock, clouds 58 degrees, what we got going. Thursday is September 28th edition of the morning show. Thursday is always busy in here, and I look forward to them week in and week out because all my favorite segments kind of fall on Thursdays, too. And we start our talk around with this lady, Janet Gageland, in our Wapton history. Why is it everybody's got a coffee story? Tom Schmaltz got a coffee story. He'll tell us about that here in a minute.
I mean, you just mentioned coffee, and it's like, I remember the first time I started drinking coffee. I remember, you know, I mean, it's sitting around my grandmother's table, you know, and putting a little square cube or a cube of sugar in my coffee, you know, and thinking I was an adult because my grandma gave me coffee.
Right. There you go.
So, I mean, there's just so much out there. But tomorrow, I think, is National Coffee Day.
I believe you're right. Yeah, I have to Google, but yeah, I think you're right.
And so I thought, well, that would be a pretty good topic because everyone's going to have a coffee story. As a non-coffee drinker, I don't have a lot of stories, but, I had that one, yeah. Well, anyway, so I'm looking back in the newspapers, of course, our good source of information. In 1885, that was the first thing I could find on coffee, a brand of coffee that was sold here.
Okay.
And it was called Arbuckle's. It was £6 for a dollar. Yeah, that was a pretty good deal.
Times have changed.
And Arbuckle's, if you think back to cowboy coffee, that's Arbuckle's. Mm-hmm. Because the cowboys knew no other kind of coffee. So the wagon train cook, and when they had their fires or campfires, that's the kind of coffee that they were brewing. And many times they just used the beans. So when the people came from the East Coast, and this coffee comes out of Pittsburgh, they took the beans with them, not the grounds. But they took the beans because it was probably going to last longer and stay fresher longer.
I bet it was good and strong, too. It'd probably take the paint off the wall.
It might. So when they're sitting around a campfire or the cook is making the meals on the wagon train, they were, you know, getting the coffee beans to be roasting and cooking in the pots and the coffee pots or just a pot, you know. So
Arbuckle's coffee.
Arbuckle's. And theirs was cool because they added a glaze to their beans. They used like an egg and I think the other one was sugar. And then they got so famous that they were selling it in 1 pound packages after a while. And they would put a coupon in the coffee pot or the coffee grounds, and you could take it to some place and get a hanky for it or you know, redeem it for some type of merchandise.
Well, definitely caught on.
Yes, and then towards the end they started putting in a peppermint stick. So the cooks got a little sweet treat for making
Arbuckle's. I've heard of that,
coffee.
Yeah.
And then it went away for a while. Now it's coming back more like in the Tucson, Arizona area, cowboy country again, so. Like I said, the cowboys had no idea that there was any other coffee out there.
Just Arbuckle's.
Yep,
that was it.
Just Arbuckle's.
Beginning and the end.
1887, McLaughlin's out of Chicago came along, and they started advertising, and they sold to mainly grocery stores, maybe wholesale grocery stores, whereas some of the others were just you could only buy it at a certain spot or something. But these were a little more out there. I like this one because it's called Gopher Brand Coffee, and this is 1910. So I'm assuming that this was from Minnesota because everything on this whole thing is the Gopher store.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and the most money, the most of the best for the least money was their motto. So they sold coffee at 30 cents a pound. So by 1910, we were probably getting up there a little bit. I'm not even sure I know how to pronounce the name of this coffee.
Give it a shot.
Richelieu?
Richelieu, that sounds about right.
Richelieu,
maybe,
yeah. They had coffee and tea in 1911. It was the first time I saw them in any newspaper. They were part of a Sprague Warner company out of Chicago, you know, wholesalers. And it can be the best. They had an electric power that would pulverize and granulate it and says, give it a trial. If
sure.
It's not as represented to you, we will refund your money. And this was at Dietz and Murray's grocery store. So we're kind of getting a little more things. This
All
one,
right.
this one just kills me. This is their saying or their logo for this. And maybe somebody will will remember this coffee. It's called, Don't Blame Your Wife If Your Coffee Tastes Muddy. End all your coffee troubles by ordering a can of Chase and Sanborn's.
Not familiar. I've never heard of that.
Really? Okay. Users of this brand never switch for nothing is better. You know, for the price is great and all this kind. This was Volva's grocery store. Volva's was kind of over by the Sportsman's on that empty spot.
Okay.
There.
Okay.
You never heard of Chase Sanborn?
I have not.
Really?
No.
Kathy?
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
Tom has.
Tom has.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom's got coffee stories.
Well, he's really old.
Thanks for throwing that in. I love it.
Well, maybe he grew up with that. I'm not sure.
He's never growing up, Dennis.
Okay, so we find the Fairway Market. See if you can name this coffee. Hmm. Good to the last drop.
Oh, was that Hills?
Nope.
Folgers?
Nope.
Maxwell House.
Yes.
Maxwell House, okay.
Yes. Yep, and you could get 8 ounces of that for about 60 cents or 65 cents.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was the Fairway Market. Now, again, this was one of those stores that had a lot of different things in it. It wasn't just refined to certain items.
Sure.
You know. Try this one. What you want the most, you get from.
Not Sanka, is it?
No.
That was horrible.
This one's Hills Brothers.
Hills Brothers.
Yes,
okay, that's what I was thinking.
1929.
All right.
From Piggly Wiggly. So now we're getting some new markets and new stores in the area, too.
I miss the pig. Mama used to take me out there and do a lot of shopping around the holidays.
The best part of waking up.
Folgers.
Folgers, yep. You get a pound tin for 49 cents in 1930.
I think that's what we're all drinking this morning, but it costs a little more.
Okay. Price
has gone up.
Yep. Well, I think people still, probably have that as a staple.
Sure.
As opposed to other flavored coffees. So this one is, I guess I don't have a store on that. I think it was Red Owl. This one definitely is Red Owl. And this is the one that was decaffeinated. And you said it was?
Sanka,
mm-hmm. Yep. 49 cents for a pound. And this one says that you can drink Sanka and still sleep. So obviously, this was one that I think it dissolved into your coffee.
Yes,
into your cup.
Oh, I hated that stuff. I thought it was horrible.
Well, I've heard people tell me that they have, like, would be taking a cup of hot water, mm-hmm. or even from the tap. They didn't even boil it, and then put Sank in it and stir it in, and have a cup of coffee before they would go to bed because it didn't make them tired. They could still sleep.
What's the point of coffee with no caffeine? I mean, some people must just like the taste.
I don't. Maybe the aroma.
Oh, that could be.
I don't know. What does Sanka smell like or taste like? I have no idea.
Yeah, I can't say.
Okay.
It's the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah, it is. I could, but I just choose not to.
You know, I haven't really heard any good stories about Sanka.
It's
horrible. You mention it and people are just like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, that's the worst ever. Twin City Food Market. A cup as sweet as a nut.
No clue. You guys got a clue? I want to weigh in on that? I don't.
Butternut.
Butternut. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Butternut. Yeah. 1939 for this one. Rich but never bitter was another part of their slogan. Do you remember the guy, the actor who did a lot of their commercials?
No.
Boris Karloff.
Really?
Yep. And if you went to Butternut Coffee, you would find that he's talking about Butternut Coffee and his, sort of.
From Frankenstein to coffee.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
that's diversity.
Yeah. That was 2 pounds for 51 cents. 1939.
Unreal.
Yeah. How are we doing for time?
We got 1 minute.
1 minute. Oh, I don't know if I want to do the next one in 1 minute.
Well, let's make it a two-parter because okay. We're all like intrigued by it. We're all just listening.
Well,
so.
bring some coffee stories next time.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm a non-coffee drinker, but you know this is a topic that could go on forever.
But you've still got a story. You've still got a coffee story from
yes,
when
I
you were
do.
A kid. So
yeah,
there
well.
You go. Janet, great to have you in here,
good
as
to be here.
Always. And we'll talk more coffee next Thursday, okay?
Sure. Yep, sounds good.
Talking history with Janet Gageland. It is 8:18. We're going to take a break, come back, and get the Tom Schmaltz coffee story. And the Morning Zoo, talking all things Chinkabazoo right after this.
Join Andrew Zimmel every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on the Voice of the Valley for the Giant Sports Show, brought to you by Giant Snacks, the biggest and best sunflower seeds in the world, and packed right here in beautiful Wahpeton, North Dakota. Giants, go big or go home.
No one woke up this morning and thought, I want to go Hagel.
At Quality Toyota, we don't do that. Our bottom line pricing means you get our best price the first time, every time. You'll even have that price before you talk to anyone, because that price is listed online at qualitytoyota.net and in the window of every vehicle. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference.